Clapback, noun, verb. Responding to an often ignorant notion with a withering comeback, with the aim of shutting it down. Hello, my name is Elijah, and thanks for buying my book. If you were simply reading this in the bookshop and considering buying it, you should totally do it. All the cool kids are reading it, and you don't want to be left out. I have a confession. I've always wanted to be a writer, but I never expected my first book to be about race. In truth, when I first started fantasizing about getting published, I was writing a story about a boy who ran away from home to be the president of Panama. I was 10. Even though I'm black, writing about race simply wasn't a priority for me because, well, I'm privileged as fuck. Sure, I'm black, but I'm a man, which makes life significantly easier for me. I am well educated and middle class. I work for one of the largest, most profitable companies in the world, for God's sake. And I had an upbringing that valued education. So I never had to work in order to pay for my schooling. So even though I have suffered discrimination in my life, my personal experiences really weren't going to inspire a cultural and racial revelation. In addition to that, pretty much any study you read today will tell you that this is the best time to be alive. There are fewer wars, significantly higher life expectancy rates, and we have the eighth wonder of the modern world that is Netflix. This also rings true statistically for civil rights. In the past few years alone, black people have seen strong movements such as Black Lives Matter, increased representation in movies such as Black Panther and Girls Trip, and a black president of the most powerful country in the world. However, for black people and minorities in general, progress always seems to be a case of one step forward, two steps back. Because for every Black Lives Matter movement, there's an All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter movement. For every movie with a predominant minority cast, a white person gets cast in a high-profile role meant for a person of color. Scarlett Johansson's role in Ghost in a Shell, for example. And immediately after America elected its first black president, they elected a president who referred to white nationalists as very fine people. This lack of consistent progress in racial awareness has caused an inevitable social and cultural divide between the majority, by and large white, wealthy and men, and the unrepresented minority, often people of color, less well-off, and women. And momentum is most definitely on the side of the majority, particularly those who are prejudiced against the minority. It's bad enough that institutionally, people of color have always been at a disadvantage, but we are starting to see the majority become more vocal in their rhetoric. And often this is used to justify their prejudice or racism.